Where's the intro music? You're a mess today. There's no intro music. I got no stories. You sure you want to just do my plan? How you doing, everybody? By the way, you won't be hearing producer Joe on the show today, even though I gave him the option of having a microphone because he's chickened out. I call that chickening out. I don't believe for 2 seconds you can't figure out how to get a microphone into that line. Come on. I chickened out. You know what? People are going to start thinking you're not here, I'm hallucinating. Say something to my headset.
I am not here, and Doug is hallucinating.
Isn't he clever? I'm sore today. My back is sore. I've been sleeping like just crap lately. I developed this habit of like sleeping on about 6 inches worth of the bed. Just sort of got my back wedged up against the wall. You know, like I'm just on my side with my back wedged up against the wall, like I'm planking on my own bed. I don't know how I started doing that. But I put my bed on wheels because I'm trying to live less like a filthy hippie. You know, so I actually put the bed on the frame, and the frame has wheels. So now when I wedge myself against it, it sort of, during the night, sort of squeaks away from the wall. And then I wake up like halfway down the side of the mattress, smooshed up against the wall. Like a glove wedged in a car seat. It's bad news. I'm all sore now. Going to Greece next month as a guest at a comic book convention. I'll get into that more later, but I turned on the news and, you know, I turned on the news and there was all sorts of rioting and things were on fire and people were yelling and their police were pummeling people with those fancy plastic shields. It's like, you know, I don't need to see. I just shut it off. I just like, click. That didn't happen. Just imagine that. I don't need to see that. I'm already mortified about the 9-hour plane ride. I don't need to think about a 9-hour plane ride and then landing in a riot zone. But I did decide, you know, I better know where everything is. If, in fact, that's how things are going to be over there when I land. Pardon me. Ugh, this energy drink's disgusting. What is this? You're an awful producer. This is not the energy drink I asked you to get. I don't have any news stories. There's no intro music. How do we not have intro music? Where's my Lockjaw intro music? We know the lead singer. There's no excuse to not have it. How can you... You lost it, so what? Just tell me you lost it. I'll get another CD. What is this stuff? Yes, this is Rockstar. This is not my normal Rockstar. This tastes like cough syrup. I quit. Can we just not do this? I feel like an a-hole today anyhow. I feel like an a-hole. You ever have those weeks where you can just tell you're a knob, but you can't really do anything about it? You can't get out of knob gear. I got in an argument with some old women at church the other day. I know 99% of the people listening right now, I'm not making any of this up. I did go to church. I know it's going to be tough for you to get your head around it, that I believe in anything, or that I go to church, but you know, just hold on a minute. All the pieces of the puzzle fit into place, and it all makes sense. This is like a weekday. I go on the weekdays for the same reason I go to the library, so I can smell old people. Now, if you go on Sunday, it's just a zoo. There's cell phones going off. There's children are crawling all over you. People are talking through the whole thing, you know, muttering to each other and trying to keep their kids. Going to the church on a Sunday is like going to the movies in the ghetto. You know, it's just nobody's quiet for 2 seconds. So, and plus the homilies, they're driving me crazy. I don't even go actually to Mass anymore. I just go before or after, you know, I try to get a little solace, a little peace of mind, get my head together, say a few prayers, and, you know, go back into the world that drives me insane. So, but that, if you don't go to church, it's probably everyone who listens to this, you godless heathens out there. The homily is the part where, in theory, the priest explains the part of the Bible they read from. You know, puts it into perspective or puts it into modern terms. Yeah, you know, in theory, that's what he's supposed to be doing. But whether they've just decided everyone's a moron or they're lazy, let me give you an example. About the last homily I heard, I think, the priest took out the newspaper and started reading about somebody rescuing a cat. Like, what the hell? Why did I get up at 8 in the morning? What the hell does this have to do with anything? Someone rescued a cat. What does that have to do with anything? One. And two, I can read the newspaper myself. It's not written in the King's English. You know, it's 2,000 years ago. I can get my head around that. I don't need that. I don't need the Milwaukee Journal explained to me. Thank you very much. How about that book in front of you we're all supposed to be believing in? Hmm? How about you crack that open and explain a few passages? So now I can't sit through that. And all the cast. Now I just go during the week when there's just me and, you know, a couple dozen old people on their way to the next life. You know, I get a little bit of mental sanctuary and then leave. But this week I go there and there's, six or eight old biddies saying the rosary together out loud. It was rude. I found it to be rude. First off, again, you don't go to church, which is probably all of you. The rosary, it's basically, you just say the same prayer over and over and over again. There's like, I don't know, 30 or 40 beads on the rosary. You say Hail Mary once for every bead on there. What are you getting out of that? You're just chanting at that point. You can't possibly, you know, by the third time you say the prayer, you're honestly telling me you're paying any attention to the words? No, of course you're not. You might as well be saying the alphabet. You know, you might as well be chanting voodoo at that point. It's just empty words you're reciting over and over again. So they're saying this out. And plus, like I said, they're old. You know, their windpipes are all withered and dusty. So, it's, you know, it's just A, B, C, D, E. A, B, C, D, E. A, B, C, D, E. It was driving me insane. I couldn't concentrate on anything. There was like seven of them. You know, it was like a chorus of withered old crones just over and over. And then I couldn't drown it out. You couldn't ignore it because here's why. One, you know, Joe, once something starts irritating me, it's just like a hot tack in the back of my eye. I can't ignore it anyhow. Plus, there's a pause in between. So my brain keeps hope alive that they're going to stop, you know? A, B, C, D, E. Okay, finally, now I can get A, B, oh, they started again. You know? So, like, at the there's an anticipation that maybe the torture will be over. So, you know, I can't. It gets better, Joe. Yes, I'm complaining old people were praying in church, but it gets better because my brain, you know, part of it said, hey, this is ridiculous. We got to put a stop to this. And then the other part of my brain said, how are you going to do that? Walk up to a bunch of old people in church and tell them not to pray? And then the other part of my brain said, that is a fantastic idea. And then the other part of my brain, that wasn't an idea. That was sarcasm. We can't walk up to some old, well, we're doing it. No, come on. What are you doing? Oh, I'll tell you what we're doing. We're walking to those old people and telling them to shut up. What are you talking about? It became kind of, it was surreal. Just picture that scene. A big church, and it's like I was in a dream. I'm watching my body from outside walk up to a bunch of little old ladies to tell them to shut up. And it's a big marble floor, so I can hear my own footsteps. You know, I'm hearing clop, 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 clop. Are those my footsteps? Am I walking up to a bunch of grandmas to tell them to pipe down in church? Oh, that's exactly what you're hearing. Because that's what we're going to do. Come on. Please don't do this. Don't listen to me. We'll come back another day. No, we got up at 8 in the morning for a reason, and we're not. Come on. Please don't do this. We're doing it. So I walk up. I walk up there in the first pew, of course, so it can echo more. So there's a big marble wall for their voices to echo off of. I walk up right in front of them, you know, as they continue with their little chant, and they're sort of confused looking at me. It was like a bunch of little raccoons, you know. They got their little prayer books clenched in their little raccoon hands, and there's 8 sets of little beady eyes following me, and I go up to the first pew right in front of them. Now they're all looking at me. Now you go, could you please keep it down for 5 minutes? I can't even hear myself think. Yeah, it was ineffective. It was very ineffective. It got the opposite result, because about midway through what I was saying, they started like trying to pray over what I was saying, and they were like holding their rosaries up like I was Beelzebub or something. Like they were trying to exorcise me. Could you ladies please keep it down for ABC for 5 minutes? I am ABCD. I can't hear myself. They're like, it was absurd. They were like praying angrily, and they had little, you're giving me the stink eye while they're praying. Yeah, you're getting a lot out of it now, aren't you, ladies? They're giving me the stink eye, and you know, praying loud, like, and you know, with a snotty tone in their voice. The whole thing was ridiculous. One of them said, "We'll be done it. We just have 2 more to go." And I said, "Thank you," and then I wandered back to the. I probably made their whole day. I made their whole week. It's probably the most interesting thing that's happened to them since their husbands died. I know I'm an awful person. That's why I go to church, to try to change. But then I go there, and people like this make me a worse person. They were being rude. I stand by that. They're being rude. It's not a coffee clutch. Pipe down and pray quietly like the rest of us. So, of course you do. Joe wants me to talk about the Greek thing, the riots and whatnot, so that I get myself in all sorts of trouble. Yeah, no, I know your sick plan. You get me on here, you get me on a roll, I shoot my mouth off a bunch of stuff I don't know anything about, and then I land there and get punched in the mouth. No, I'm not. Haven't I complained about Europe enough here? I've got 2 goals as I go there. 1, not end up in a foreign jail. And 2, not to come back here a total douchebag, going on and on about how great Europe was. If you've had any friends or family that go to Europe, you know how it is. They come back, and for about 6 weeks, all you hear from them is, "Oh, Europe! They did Europe! They got the siestas over there, and there's only a 30-hour work week. You know, and the healthcare is paid for in Europe. And Europe is so great. Europe! Oh, I love it! I love Europe! I want it in my mouth. Oh, and then all over my face. I just want to rub it on my face. Oh, Europe!" Europe. There are a bunch of savages over there. Look, first off, I don't even count Greece as part of Europe. I give them more credit than that. Now, I'll get into why. Here, let me start with Europe. Shut up over there! I gave you the option to have a microphone, and you chickened out, now you won't shut up! Just pipe down! I'm perfectly capable of getting myself in trouble. This country's how old? 135 years, 140 years, something like that. How many times over the course of our history have we gotten into armed conflicts with our neighbors? We've had the Civil War, we fought with the Indians, we fought with Mexico. I think there was some skirmish in Cuba that Teddy Roosevelt was involved in. I don't remember what that was. But let's say four. Okay, four times in 240 some odd years. Now, do the research on Europe. Since we've been a country, they've gotten an armed conflict with each other like 125 times. They're just a bunch of savages over there. They can't leave each other alone for 5 years. You know, right when we started, it was French and English didn't like each other, and then Spain got involved, and then Italy's irritating people, and all the way to World War I, where every country there had a treaty with some other country, so all it took was one idiot to get himself whacked that didn't even matter, and the whole world was at war. Everybody had to get involved. Then you had World War II, and then all the way up until Albania and Kosovo were fighting with each other. They're just a bunch of savages. They can't leave each other alone for one generation. We're over here inventing things and trying to make the world a better place, and they're over there making craters and breaking stuff. They're savages. I don't care how good their fashion is or how distinguished an English person sounds when he talks. They're a bunch of animals. All they do is fight with each other. It's worse than the Middle East. Because the Middle East, it's just the Jews and the Muslims hate each other. The end. You go to Europe and there's no rhyme or reason to it. They all have basically the same ideology. They just hate each other because they hate each other. Just one country goes up to the big wheel of I hate you and spins it, and then whatever it lands on, now they're fighting. It's absurd over there. They were all laid back when you were there because they were tired from shooting at each other. And as far as their healthcare system, you know, one, we invent everything. So you can keep your healthcare pretty low when you don't have to do any research and development. Everything they have over there is they're just using stuff we came up with. And for matter of fact, their whole infrastructure is thanks to us. Because after World War II, when they were done breaking everything, we came in and fixed it. You know, like Europe, thank the U.S. Treasury for paying to rebuild it all. You know, thank the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Europe. And by the way, their healthcare system, most of the countries over there are like the size of a state or smaller. Sure, you can run stupid stuff like that up the flagpole when you only have 20 million people. We've got 400 million people over here. Plus, we've got illegal immigrants streaming over the border left and right. Now, whether or not you think that's a good idea, you know, that's 100,000 people a month who aren't on the ledger. You know, there's no way to keep the coffers full for all these people when they just sneak in. Europe is, I've said this before, they're just our loser brother-in-law. They come over, they use our stuff, they sleep on our couch, they borrow money from our wife when we're not around. That's all they are. Freeloading savages. What did Greece invent? Democracy, numbskull. I think they're good for a while. Although, you know, you turn back the clock, say 3,000 years, and what do you see there? You see lines of men with helmets and shields advancing on citizens, right? Now it's 2010. You look on there, there's lines of men with shields and helmets, and you know, they might want to stop riding the old democracy coattails and start doing something themselves. I'm just kidding over there. No, I'm going to get into why they don't count. If Europe is our loser brother-in-law, Greece is like their dad, just looking on, going, you know what? We gave them the best start we could. You know, you can only do so much for a kid. We gave them, you know, art, democracy, logic. You know, we sent them out in the world, and look what they do. You know, it's tough being a dad. You can only do so much. More so than that, I'm going to... Please stop interrupting me off mic. I'm being consistent. Anyhow, this healthcare and all these social programs all you liberals love so much that Europe does. Oh, look at Europe. Europe's broke now. They're out of money, Jack, from all these social programs you love so much. That's what all the trouble is over there right now. And the only person who's got any money, lo and behold, is Germany. So they're all running to Germany with their hands out asking for help. Because Europe is, you know, a dozen losers. It's like a job, right? Where there's a dozen losers there, who are lazy, incompetent, inefficient, mulling around, screwing everything up. Nothing's getting done. And there's one person there who actually knows what's going on, and that's Germany. That's why, you know, every couple generations, they look around, they go, okay, that's it. I can't handle this anymore. I can't watch you morons. You know what? We're in charge. We're going to do things our way. We're in charge. We're going to organize things. We're going to run everything because I just can't watch you idiots anymore. Screw everything up. We're in charge. Pipe down and listen. So I'm kind of torn on Germany because I can sympathize, you know? They are surrounded by a bunch of idiots. On the other hand, you know, when they do get to be in charge, they want to do things that are evil. So I'm torn on them, which brings me to my point. You know, everybody in Europe is running to Germany with their hands out, and Germany's like, all right, fine, we'll bail you morons out, but we're going to run things because you don't know how to manage your money. You're incompetent. We're going to bail you out, and then we're going to run the euro, and we're going to run the economy because this is ridiculous. You're fools. Now, why is it that Greece is the only country there that thinks this is a stupid idea? Everybody's running to Germany with their hands out, willing to put Germany in charge. Greece is the only one out there going, what? Excuse me? Who's going to be in charge? Are you kidding me? We just fought two wars to keep them from being in charge. We still got craters from the last time they wanted to run things. Greece, the only one there with a brain. And all these political pundit morons I hear on TV going, oh, you know, poor Germany has to foot the bill for all of Europe, and they got to spend their money. Oh, boy, is Germany getting the raw end of this deal, blah, 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 blah. But Germany's getting what it always wanted. They're in charge. Germany's fine with it when it comes right down to it, because this way they don't have to build any tanks. Yeah, sure, we'll bail you out. That way we don't have to spend money on those fancy boots and all that polish and soldering little skulls to all the backs of our knives and stuff. We're going to have to do all the fancy uniforms and whatnot. All we do is hand over some cash, and you all come running. Yeah, we'll bail you out. No problem. Just get on the train. Your luggage will meet you at the station. Greece, the only people there who remembers. But you know what? It might be inevitable. Because, well, all you college kids, listen up. Because you went to college and you didn't learn anything. I'm going to explain to you, I'm going to give you a brief recent history of Germany. They lost World War I, right? And so they got punished. And they got all their wealth taken away and all their power taken away. And then Europe sunk into a Great Depression anyhow. So then Germany's looking around. Why are we taking it up the keister? And Europe's going in the toilet anyhow. So then they put this crackpot in charge who started World War II and started taking everything over. And then they lost World War II, thanks to us. And we divided Germany right down the middle, basically. Russia took the western part, and we took the eastern part. And we put a big wall in between, right down the middle of Germany. And we said, you know what, you guys are going to take a time out for a while. We're gonna separate you people, because you get together, and you're no effing good. So we're going to separate you, you're going to take a time out. You stand in that corner, you go over there, and you stand in that corner. And listen up, all you socialists, because on the Russian half, they installed the socialist utopia that you love so much, where the government's running everything. They're running healthcare, they're in charge of everything, everybody gets equal pay, nobody's rich, nobody's poor. Well, they all ended up poor, but nobody's got any more than anyone else. Everybody's going to have the same thing, and it's just going to be a socialist utopia. The government's going to pay for everything. Isn't that great? Well, it was so great that they had people risking their lives to climb over the wall that separated them to get to capitalism. So then the Soviets put a bunch of soldiers over the wall to shoot the people who were streaming from the socialist utopia into evil capitalism. And then that didn't work. So then they made a big 2-mile-wide landmine field so that people would blow up if they tried to escape. But people still tried to escape, because that's how great it was over in the socialist utopia. People were willing to risk barbed wire, snipers, and landmines to get the hell away from it, to get to evil capitalism. Then the Cold War ends, and we take the little wall down, and, oh, that was, what, late 80s, early 90s? Germany tries taking over the world, almost does it, We stop them, put up a wall, then we let them get back together. 2 decades later, they're about to be in charge of everything again anyhow. Nice going, Europe. It only took them 2 decades to end up in charge anyhow. After all that bloodshed, here they are in charge. Congratulations. And by the way, they're in charge. This is how stupid Europe is. They're in charge because Europe obviously didn't notice everybody streaming over the wall to get away from socialism and decided to try socialism on for size. All these corrupt moron politicians, hey, that socialism where we as politicians are in charge of business instead of businessmen, I kind of like the sound of that. Let's give that a spin. So they did. Now they're all bankrupt. Just like Germany was bankrupt. But see, Germany, as soon as the wall came down, said, the hell with this socialism, let's go back to capitalism. So now, they didn't learn, and they're begging for money from the country that did learn. Germany. You see the absurdity of the whole continent over there? And only one group of people gets it. The Greeks. One. That's why I give them honorary, not part of Europe status. Because the rest of them, I don't know if they're just bat crap crazy or they're just such low lives that they have no principles whatsoever. It wasn't that long ago that there were a bunch of goose-stepping Germans in there shooting their family in the face and raping their daughters and God knows what else. And now here we are 2012 and hey, man, yeah. Loan me a couple bucks? It's ridiculous! I don't... Yeah, sure, Joe, I'm sure they've changed. I'm sure Germany has turned over a new leaf. You know, because... Oh, those Nazis are dead now, right? Oh, except for the brainwashed children of the Nazis are all right in power right now. The American baby boomers would do well to remember that the baby boomers over there in Germany are all children of Nazis. All brainwashed children of Nazis. Half those people were like in the Nazi Boy Scouts running around with the little knives with the skulls on them. There were plenty of four-year-olds in Germany running around in 1945 trying to squeeze off a few rounds out of an .88 before they ran over to school. But hey, you know, whatever. Do whatever you want, Europe. You're going to anyhow. They're going to be in charge anyhow. Might as well do it without any bloodshed. Excuse me. Now, having said all that, please keep in mind, I have a very remedial knowledge of everything that's going on over there, so, you know, I'm sure there are other factors. However, you don't have to do a whole lot of math to know that Germany shouldn't be in charge. And I'll stand by that. They're like, you know, Pepsi Zero or whatever the new flavor of Pepsi is. You know, I'm sure it has far less calories than the original. However, I didn't really like the taste the old one left in my mouth. So I don't think I need to try it again. Know what I mean? I've decided to encourage this rioting. One, because Germany shouldn't be in charge of everything. Two, like I say, I'm going to be there in about a month at Comicdom Con 2012 as a guest of Gemma Press in Comicdom Con. I'm going to be there peddling comic books. So my first, you know, inkling when I saw this writing was, come on, I'm going to get killed over there. I'm going to catch a firebomb in the... And then I thought to myself, you know, if they break everything, they wreck the infrastructure, they won't have the internet, they won't have movies, they won't have anything, they won't have any entertainment until I get there with my books. Yeah. Sure, it's ill-natured. So, yeah, all you Greeks, yeah, riot. Keep those rotten Germans, keep the Huns out of there. And while you're at it, burn that movie theater down. You want that stinking Hun to be in charge? You know what's going to happen? It's going to be bad. They're going to wreck more. They're going to blow. Take the. They're going to. Keep Germany out of there. Burn that magazine stand down, too, while you're at it. You know? video game, that arcade. Lob a couple of Molotov cocktails into that arcade, too. Just wreck everything. I don't want anything even remotely entertaining standing. Just do it fast. You know, do it now so there's like 3 weeks of nothing till I get there. Huh? We're done? Good. Have I said anything that's going to get me in trouble? Probably, yes. By the way, that's just, you know, I don't know. That's as much as I know is what's going on there, and it could be wildly flawed. But from what I've managed to call, that's basically the problem. They're all broke. The only people with money is Germany. The only people smart enough to not want Germany's money is Greece. And there you go. And in a month, I'll be there, and I'll come back, and perhaps I'll have a better explanation. But in fact, now that I think about it, I can almost guarantee I'll come back with a better explanation, especially if any Greeks listen to this podcast. She'll be promptly sat down and educated as to what's really going on. Any chance we can just cut that part out of the podcast? Why'd you let me go on like that? Any chance I can get you to cut that out? What did I say? I don't even remember what I said. Did I say anything that's going to get me in trouble? You're shaking your head no. That means yes. Well, whatever. I'm going to get myself in trouble there one way or the other. I don't know anything about... I've learned a few words. Like, I know ne, and eferisto, and oshi. You know, I've been learning just basic words. Yes, no, hello, thank you. But I realize now, having said them again, that I don't know which word means what. I spent so much time learning the words, I don't remember what any of the words mean. I got like a fistful of Greek words, and I'm not sure which, like, is ne... yes, and oshi no, or is oshi no, and nah, is oshi yes or no? I can't remember. I know a bunch of... once I get there, I'll be fine. I was more worried about being able to remember them. I'm screwed. I don't know anything. I'm going to go in there, I'm going to shoot my mouth off. I'm going to get in a bar fight, or some... I'm going to get caught in a riot. And by the way, you OWSers... you better hope. You better pray to whatever God you believe in. I don't end up in a riot, because you'll never hear the end of it. I'll come back here. Oh, you think... you don't know what riots are. You know, I was in ground zero for riots. I know a thing or two. This isn't a... people over there in Greece, they're educated. They got their act. They know what they're arguing about. This isn't a riot. This is just cute is what this is. This is precious. You know, I'm just going to be a big, fat... face blowhard looking down on you and your precious little riots after I get back from it. When I was over there was Molotov cocktails getting thrown left and right. I almost caught one right in the face. If I hadn't had that chaperone to hide behind and let her catch it in the mush, I might have got set on fire. That's a riot. It'll be that. You'll never hear the end of it from me. I tried studying up on Greek culture and all that, and then the riots starting, and then every time you Googled Greece, you just got a picture of some tourist getting trampled. So I stopped looking. I don't need to see that, you know? I mean, I'd rather not see people being pummeled by police in the city in which I'm going to be staying for a week. So I've stopped learning anything about Greece. I do know they don't have Captain Crunch over there. Because I don't remember how it came up. I've been emailing back and forth with people. I don't remember how it came up. But they've got no Captain Crunch. Huh? Yeah, good point, Joe. I'd riot too if there was no Captain Crunch. Is there a better cereal than Captain Crunch? No. No! No, there's not. The only problem is that, you know, it's got those hard edges and chews up the roof of your mouth. But it's worth it. You know, I'm going to bring some Captain Crunch with me. Let me get those Greeks to settle down a little bit. They have some Captain Crunch. Although, like I said, chews up the roof of your mouth. Maybe they'll be mad at me the next morning. Yeah. Like, what if I, like, have some sort of rendezvous with a Greek woman and I use my glorious Captain Crunch to charm her, and then the next morning the roof of her mouth is all, you know, sore, and she thinks I gave her something. Nah, baby, it's just the Captain Crunch. Yeah, well, maybe some of it fell down there, too, and got rubbed around. I don't know. No, I'll not be. I'm just going to go to the convention and then back to the hotel, and I'm not going anywhere without a chaperone. Huh? No, I'm staying away from all the Greek women. I'm just going to keep my distance. Because, no, there won't be any of that. I'm not wired for that. I'm not wired for that, Joe. I'm exactly the kind of errant lunatic who will go down there and think he's fallen in love or something asinine like that. And I'll spend the first 2 days in starry-eyed bliss. And then the rest of the time, I'll be sad because I'm going to have to leave, right? And then 6 months of my life will peel off the calendar while I convince myself that, oh, this was meant to be. That's why I was in the country while she was there. And this was all, it's written in the star. And there's got to be a way to make this work. And nah, I'm just going back to the hotel. Because that's the way I'm wired. I'm like a lesbian. the second date, I want to move in. I've learned enough about myself to just stay away from that idea. Are we done? Okay, good. It's www.arseniclullabies.com is where you can find me and all my wares. I will be at DanCon coming up this very week. First convention of the season, DanCon, in Illinois, just outside of Chicago. www.arseniclullabies.com. Go there, click convention schedule, and you can see where I'm going to be all the way up through late spring, I guess. That is, if I come back from Greece. Yeah. If I don't decide to stay or get incarcerated. So, actually, you might want to try to get down to DanCon, because I might not come back. It looks nice over there. And the people, when they riot, it's an actual riot for a specific reason. It's not 500,000 filthy hippies all pissed off about something different. Maybe I'll find a home there. If I do, I want you to give my fish to my ex-wife. And not the whole aquarium, just the fish. Just mail her the fish in a box with a little note. This is what you get. How dare you get tired of my bullshit? Thanks for listening, everybody. Joe assures me that we're going to do these regularly again. But how many times have you heard that, huh? Until next time. Think. No music at the end either. I'll get you the CD. I'll just take my MP3 player and pull it off of there.